last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the signs of reappearance, and one of the certain signs of reappearance is the uprising of Sufyani. We have Dr. Karimi with us in the studio to help us with more information. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. You had been helping us in the previous episodes about the time of Sufyani's uprising, about the place of his uprising, about his goals, how he would be winning power. And now I want to talk about the time of reappearance. Since we say that it will be before reappearance, so how is it related to the reappearance of Imam, his uprising?
According to many narrations, the uprising of Sufyani is very close to the reappearance time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
So close that, of course, they will fight. Finally, they will fight each other. I mean, the army of Sufyani and the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
So the uprising of Sufyani is before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but so close to the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, as I mentioned, to the extent that finally they will face with each other and Sufyani will be killed.
Okay.
There are many narrations in this regard. First of all, there are a group of the narrations which explicitly refer to the fact that they will come at the same time. I mean, Sufyani and then the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In one authentic narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, after referring to the words of Sufyani and the fact that he will attack Kufa and then he will attack the city of Medina, and his army will be swallowed up in the region known as Baida, which we'll talk about that later as one of the other signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, known as Khasf Baida. Then the Imam says, وَالْقَائِمُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَكَّةٍ. On that very day, the day that, I mean, a part of his army is swallowed up in Baida, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is in the city of Mecca, the next to the Kaaba. This is an Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 288, hadith 67. In another authentic narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is talking about a group of the companions of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the fact that he swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of them will come around him at the same moment. And فَإِذَا جَاءَ إِلَى الْبَيْضَةِ يَخْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ جَيْشُ الصُّفْيَانِ. When he goes to Baida, then the army of Sufyani will come toward them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the earth to swallow up the army of Sufyani. In Tafsir al-Qumi, volume 2, page 205. In, again, another authentic narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about the time of Faraj, of the relief of the Shia.
Okay.
And this is interesting to know that from the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and even before that, the Shia were waiting for this time, for Faraj, for the time of the relief for the Shia.
Okay.
So the Imam talks about Sufyani and Yamani and Hassani, and then he says that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his reappearance. One of the people who is around the Imam goes to Hassani and informs him about the supplication of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And according to this narration, Al-Hassani begins his uprising before the uprising of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but then he is killed by the people of Mecca and he is beheaded. I'm talking about Hassani, and his head is sent toward Ash-Shami, a person from Sham, which is apparently referring to Sufyani. فَيَزْهَرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ صَاحِبُ هَذَا الْعَامِ. Right after that, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear. Another point referring to the fact that Sufyani and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are
in the contemporary times.
Almost at the same time.
Yeah.
Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 279, hadith number 43.
Yes, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. We're talking about the certain signs of reappearance. One of them is the uprising of a man named Sofiani. We talked about his place of uprising. We talked about the time of his uprising. We talked about his goals. And we also talked about how he rules and how he reached that position. And now we're talking about his uprising, how it coincides with the reappearance of Imam. Yes, Dr. Karim.
Yeah, there are some other narrations. For example, in another narration, the Imam says, As-Sufyani wal-Qa'im fi sana. Very clearly and explicitly, Imam says that Sufyani and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam come in the same year. Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, chapter 14, page 275, hadith number 36. In another narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, La yakuna ma tarjun hatta yakhtub Sufyani ala a'wadaha. What you are waiting for, meaning Faraj, meaning the relief and the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, will not take place before Sufyani will deliver a sermon on the minbar, on the pulpit. فَإِذَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ When it happens, then Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes مِنْ قِبَلِ الْحِجَازِ From Hijaz. This is in Ithbatul Wasiyya, page 267. In another narration, Imam, when he was asked about Sufyani, he says that وَأَنَّا لَكُمْ بِسُفْيَانِ Imam says that you will not see Sufyani until before him another person will come. Imam talks about another person. Then he says فَتَوَقَّوُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ سُفْيَانِ وَخُرُوجَ الْقَائِمِ After that, then you need to expect for Sufyani and the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam together.
Okay.
Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 313, hadith number 8. There are some other narrations according to which the Shia are asked, and this is a very important part of our discussion, the Shia are asked to move toward the city of Mecca after the uprising of Sufyani. I will talk about these narrations more in details in one of the future sessions. So somehow, although some Shia are killed by Sufyani, but the Imam of the Ahl Bayt, they ask the Shia that if you hear about the uprising of Sufyani, the only thing that you need to do is that to hide and then to go to the city of Mecca. And then at the same time, you will see, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear. For example, in one narration we read, كَفَى بِسُفْيَانِ نِقْمَةً لَكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوبِكُمْ Sufyani is enough for you as an enemy, which is another narration talking about how cruel Sufyani
and dangerous
is.
Exactly.
Then the Imam says, "Man arada minhum an yakhruj yakhruj ila al-Madina aw ila Makkah aw ila ba'd al-buldan." Imam says that those people who want to flee from Sufyani, they need to go to some cities. Imam mentioned some cities. And finally, Imam says that even Medina is not a good option because Sufyani is trying to attack Medina as well.
وَلَكِنْ
عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَكَّةِ You need to go to the city of Mecca. فَإِنَّهَا مَجْمَعَكُمْ This is a place that will bring all of you together, referring to the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear from the same city and from the same place. So if you go to the city of Mecca, you're immune from Sufyani.
You're going to be on a safe side.
Exactly.
We'll discuss more about this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. Shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old pain.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I am Zainab with Dr. Karimi, and we're discussing about Sofiani, who's one of the certain signs of reappearance. Well, the world has already witnessed a lot of Shia genocide, and now this Sofiani is also going to carry out that again. So may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam. Dr. Karimi is helping us that, you know, with the suggestions of Imams, like when this kind of situation happens, where to go, where to be safe. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
Yeah, there are some other narrations according to which the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt tell the Shia that if you hear about the uprising of Sofiani, just come toward us, the Ahlul Bayt. And of course, at that time, the member of the Ahlul Bayt who is alive is no one but Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yes.
So it seems that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt do not invite the Shia to, go and fight Sofiani. Of course, Sofiani will attack some countries, some cities whose inhabitants are the Shia. And of course, they need to defend themselves. But if it is possible, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt have asked the Shia to even hide and then not to, go to fight with Sofiani and just go toward the Ahlul Bayt. The previous narrations explicitly mentioned Mecca. In another narration, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in an authentic narration addressing one of his companions, whose name is Sudair, says that, Ya Sudair, ilzam baytak wa kun hilsam min ahlase. A very interesting metaphor. Imam says that, O Sudair, of course, if you're alive at that time, stay at your home. Do not come out of your home and be one of the rugs of your home, meaning that do not leave your home at all. Imagine that you are a rug inside the house. وَاسْكُنْ مَا سَكَنَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ فَإِذَا بَلَّغَكَ أَنَّ سُفْيَانِ قَدْ خَرَجْ. But as soon as you hear that Sufyani has begun his uprising, فَرْحَلْ إِلَيْنَا. Just come toward us, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. وَلَوْ عَلَى رِجِلِكَ. Even if you need to come on foot. This is how important this task is. So, فَرْحَلْ إِلَيْنَا. Come toward us. It means, as I mentioned, toward the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And of course, at that time, we are talking about Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. This is in Al-Kafi, page 264, hadith 383. In another interesting narration, which is again mentioned in Al-Kafi by Sheikh Qulayni, page 274, hadith 412, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, and in this narration he is addressing another companion of him whose name is Fadl. He says, لا تبرح الأرض يا فادل حتى يخرج السوفياني. O Fadl, before the uprising of Sofiani, do not move, meaning that stay at your home, meaning that do not go to fight Sofiani and his army.
Okay.
فَإِذَا خَرَجَ السُّفْيَانِ فَأَجِيبُ إِلَيْنَا. When you hear about the uprising of Sofiani, answer our call. Imam repeated that three times. فَأَجِيبُ إِلَيْنَا فَأَجِيبُ إِلَيْنَا فَأَجِيبُ إِلَيْنَا. Answer our call. Meaning that, again, joining the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Ahlul Bayt are going to be the refuge.
Exactly. And at that time, we are talking about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the city of Mecca. And in this narration, Imam also refers to the fact that وَهُوَ مِنَ الْمَحْتُومِ. The uprising of Sofiani is one of the certain and definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So all these narrations again refer to the fact that the uprising of Sofiani is very close to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the task and the duty of the Shia is, at least for those people who are able, just to go and move toward the city of Mecca to join the great army of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. So safest place to seek refuge in that time is going to be to seek refuge in Ahlul Bayt, which is repeated so many times in narrations. And you said it's thrice said that answer our call. And if mentioning about the places, the safest place is going to be Mecca. May Allah hasten the reappearance of our Imam, and may he be the savior, because he is the last savior. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.